This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Happiness is relative in Europe these days. Investors seem to cheer news that the euro area's top economies did not turn in the abysmal results many had expected. Instead, things are just kind of garden variety bad. France's economy did not shrink in the second quarter, thank you very much. Quite on the contrary, France posted a growth rate of zero. German GDP grew at the brisk pace of 0.3%. The BBC's Steve Evans is here with more from Berlin. Hello, Steve.
Good day to you.
Well, let's start with where you are. What's driving the flagging performance of the German economy?
The German economy is still not in recession. It's bumping along above zero, but still only about half the rate of growth that it was at the start of the year. Mm-hmm. And that's because Germany is selling very well in China, very well in Asia, successful economy, but 40% of German trade is with the rest of the Eurozone. So the weak economies of the Mediterranean are German markets, and because they're flat and worse than flat, Germany's being brought down. That's the gist of it.
As Germany is brought down, what are you sensing from Germans on the street? Is this a bit of a wake-up call?
I think it is a wake-up call. I think it'll harden their attitude to giving money through bailouts. I think these figures out today will increase the demands from France, for example, for stimulus, and increase the resistance of Germans towards giving that stimulus.
Let's talk about France. It appears that flat growth is actually cause for some celebration there. It doesn't sound too great to me. What do the new numbers say about France's economic situation?
Celebration? Well, they were expecting worse. They were expecting it to actually shrink. So they're kind of celebrating that it wasn't even worse. I'm not sure they're celebrating much there because they know they've got some pretty tough choices on the way. President Hollande came in saying that growth was the top of his agenda, but he also wants to balance budgets. He's going to have to start looking at things like cuts in expenditure or rises in taxation soon. We've got a sense here that we're now getting to the new year, as it were. We all come back from our vacations and we start thinking hard.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.